Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marni Mirazi Sheyichyu, Nishmas Maras Esther Basrub Shmuel. The Gemara at the beginning of Naflam Gimel Amud Beis says in the name of Rabbi Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Yisaimim Shebo Lachlik Michz Aviyim, when Yisaimim come to apportion their father's Yerusha, Beisdin Ma'amidim Apotropos. Beisdin established for them an apotropos, a guardian, so to speak. U'borin lahen chelek yofe. And the apotropos chooses for them, for each yosaim, his apotropos tries to get him a good chelek. Each one tries to get the best portion for his kid. Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, Yisaimim, Rashi writes Ketanim. These Yisaimim are not just Yisomim, but they're minors. And Shabolam Lachlok Michse Avim Bezim Amalam Apotropos. Apotropos Lekol Echot. Each one gets an Apotropos. Each apotropos should choose a chelek yafe, and in this way, all the chalakim will be equal. So Miloshen Rashi, it's mashma that all these Yisomim are ketanim, and we're mamid and apotropos we call echod ve'echod, and that it says Yisomim shebo lachloik, Tosis writes that Rabbeinu Tam says shneim dafka shneim roitzim lechad roitzim v'echad einu roitzim loy, the dafka if they both want, but if one wants and one doesn't want, then no good. So again, each yasam receives gets an apotropos, and the apotropos makes sure that each yasam gets his portion, and it's dafka if they both want, Rabbeinu Tam says. Both Yisomim want, but if one of them doesn't want, one doesn't, then no. So we have to understand, since they're all ketanim, like Rashi says, so what does it help their ratzon that they want to split it up? Das katan eino klum. And even if both of them want, it's like both of them don't want. So what does it help that they want? They're ketanim. What is their ratzon worth? Al pi halacha. Rambam writes, Mishaniach Yisom Miktsasim Gedolim Miktsasim Ktanim. Somebody who left orphans, some are big and some are small. Boratu Lachlok Michse Avim, this is Perakid Minachlos Halacha Dalit. And they want to split up their father's Nechasim. Kadesh Yitlo Agedolim Chelkom. Mamid and Bezin Apotropos Lektanim Uborilam Achelek Ayafe. They want to split up their nechasim of their father in order that the gedolim should take their chelek. So Beis Din appoint a guardian for the ketanim, and he chooses for them a good chelek. So we see in the Rambam that the ones who want to split it up are the gedolim. Shem Bali Das. So we said before that the ones who wanted Shneim Roitzim. What is Roitzim? They want to be Cholik Nechse Aviyim. So we asked, if they're Ketanim, what's their Ratzon worth? The Rambam holds that it's the Gedolim who want to split it up, not the Ketanim. Since the Gedolim want to split it up, Therefore, the Beis Din appointed an apotropos for the Ketanim in order that the Ketanim should also get their chelik. Similarly, writes the Rosh in Ksuba Staf Kuf. This din of Shmuel isn't talking about Ketanim. Can't say Shabo Lachlok. If they're coming to split up their father's inheritance, who are they? They're just Ketanim. Beis Din sees it's good for them, they should split up among them. Vikram also to Shmuel. What was Shmuel talking about? Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Kshagidoylim toivim chaluka. When the gedoylim want to split it up. Kamashmal in a skakim beis and lam lamin apotropos l'ketanim. V'lachlokim agidoylim. And it's coming to teach us that the Beis Din appoints an apotropos for the ketanim to split it up with the gedoylim. V'miktsasim gedoylim v'omrim anu roitzim lavoy v'lishmor eschalkeinu. If some of them are gedoylim and they say we want to work and preserve our chelek, and we don't want an apotropos should be appointed for our portion. So it's a milsa de pshita that you listen to them, because why should they lose? Because their siblings are ketanim. So they have the right to say that you shouldn't appoint apotropisim. We're going to work and preserve our nechasim, our what we inherited from our father. And we don't want apotropisim involved, so we listen to them. But if they agree, then you appoint apotropisim for the ketanim, and they split it up. So again, this is good according to the Rambam. The Rambam says it's the gedolim who want to split it up. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, he says that shneim roitzim, and they both want this ketanim. Right, Rashi says, it's mashmos of Rashi is that they're all ketanim. And then if they both want to split it up, you split it up. Rabbeinu Tam says, talking about the ketanim. What is the Ratzon of Ketanim worth? They're just Ketanim. Nirala mi yashef kach, she b'sefer Turei Even, Sechet Chagiga, b'davav Omd Aleph, he asked, how are they metakein to be mechanech hakotin b'mitzvahs? We pasken mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. And if he did it without kavana, then he's not yotze. And a katan has no machshava like we see in the Gemara Chul and Dafi Beis on the base. To Evan asks, how are you mechanech katan in mitzvahs? Mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. If you do without kavana, you're not yotzei. And a katan is no machshava like in chul and yibayz amid beis. So therefore, he's not a bar kavana. So how is it possible to be mechanech katan? He can't have kavana. It's like he didn't do the mitzvah. Similarly, asks the Igle Tal, Chorech and Siman Aleph, that according to the Mandam, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Echav shel lechanech katan lo mitzvahs. Maisa katan havi kimis asek. I can tell sin chulin. Misasek lekuli ama lo yotza. So the answer is that a katan is no machshava, that's rak legabe acherim. Ugon kisheskavin shiasek kli sheno makabal tumu. Legabe dana machshavta moelis. That the cotton explains the Igletal and the Avnei Nezer. That the Igletal and the Avnei Nezer are the same person. But the Igletal explains that a cotton has no machshava, it's only the Gabi Didon. So he's a Vyas. In other words, let's say he makes a Kli. The Kli is not going to be a Makabal Tuma. Because vis-a-vis us, he doesn't have machshava. Aval gabei atzmam shapir yesh le machshava. But vis-a-vis themselves, they have a machshava. So to write Reb Tzadik in the Sefer Teferes Tzvi an Yeridei and Siman Gimel, that a katan doesn't have machshava, it's only gabei others, vis-a-vis others. Like by kachim, you require kavana lishma. Otherwise, the zevach is pasul. There, the kavana is not considered kavana. But the gabei atzmam, he's makayim mitzvahs for himself, he's considered a bar kavana. He's a big yisod. Tanim don't have kavana klape others, but they have kavana klape themselves. Vis-a-vis themselves, they have kavana. And the Big Beit Talmud writes that in Teshuvas Harem of Chidush Harem, he argues, and apparently he's referring to the Chidush Harem, and this is all brought by Rabbeinu Reb Nosson. The Chidush Harem and Siman Gimel, we're asking what it says in Yevamis. It's Gemara in Yevamis, and Daf Kuf Yudal at Amud Aleph. Famous Gemara that we've discussed in the past. And there it says that it's at the top of the page, actually starting in in the previous page, that Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna lost the key to the Beis Medrash in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and Rav Padas says to him, Zil Devar Talia Haneg Rishus HaRabim Yiladiv Tanim Yiladiv Sktanas L'tai Lu Hasam V'mashgul Maisi Lu. So bring kids out to the Rishus HaRabim. If they find it, they'll bring it. So you see that if a Kadnoch Lochon Avel is Bezim Suvila isn't commanded to separate him, that's why there are a lot of him Taltar Mishas Harabim. So ask the Chubas Harim, what's the Raya from Shabbos? Shabbos Misasek is Pater, Maisa Kadnoch is Misasek, and there's no Isser, and therefore you're not Mitzavala Frisham. Really, Frektech Tush Harim, we should say, but on Shabbos, this is in that Misasek is Pater. And the Mimelo, when the Katan does this Maisa on Shabbos, he should be Pater. So, according to what the Yigle Tal says, that a Maisa Katan Lagabe Atzma is a Maisa, even though there's no Machshava. So, the Katan would be a Machshava, it would be, it is a Raya for Echel Nevelis. You can't say he's Misasek, because vis a vis himself, there is Maisa, there is a Machshava. His Maisa does count. So the Chiddush HaRim says, no, the Gabi Shabbos HaKadosh is Misasek. The answer is, no, he's not. Not the Gabi himself. That's what the Yigle Tal would say. So just like they are mafreshim from eating mevels, they should mafreshim from eating, from bringing the Tal to Mishas HaRabim. So now, Rav Nosson says, V'gimu Yashim Rabbeinu Tam, writes that Ketanim, they both want your mamad and apotropis. And don't ask me, I cut his no machshava, and his ratzim is lav klum. Because vis-a-vis himself, he wants to take a chelik for himself. So vis-a-vis yourself, vis-a-vis others, he has no machshava. Vis-a-vis himself, he does have machshava. And the Rambam maybe holds like the Chiddush HaRim, that vis-a-vis himself, he has no machshava vis-a-vis himself. And therefore it must be talking about the ratzim of the gedolim, and not the ketanim. So this is obviously a very broad topic, and we've discussed it in the past, and we'll hopefully be neder discuss it in the future as well, and we'll see continuing the flow of Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.